point, Abby, because you got the election going on, you've got the impeachment going on. The Democrats have to do two things at once. They have to do the impeachment in a thoughtful, deliberative, serious way.
Yes.
And they have to do a campaign that talks about why it would be better for Americans when it comes to health care or climate change or whatever the issue might be. So that's a difficult balancing act, but it has to be done. And I know everybody's trying the best they know to actually get that done.
Well, you're sitting at a table in good company. Megan, myself, we've all lost presidential campaigns. My family didn't get nearly as far as yours did, but we all sat there the next day thinking, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Oh.
Right? And I know that you've probably had many mornings where you wake up, and this book is all about being gutsy as women. And part of being gutsy is looking back and realizing what I could have done differently.
Right.
When you look back on your campaign and what Democrats today might do differently, what goes through your mind? What do you wish you had done differently in that moment?
Well, I wrote a whole book about it because it was devastating. It was devastating, as it was, I know, for the McCain family and your
there
family.
There was more vodka involved in our election night.
Well, there was vodka involved every time I traveled with your dad, I'll tell you that. But you know, what happens on the road stays on the road.
He used to say that you were a blast, and he loved traveling with you. And he
my
loved
dad said the same thing about you, actually. He
said
he loved
it.
I want to hear these.
I got all the good stuff.
I think that goes partly to Abby's question. Yeah. I'm a serious person, but I'm also a fun person. But I think I probably came across as too serious and too, you know, I really believed that my job, especially as a woman and the first woman to go as far as I did, that I had to help people feel good about a woman in the Oval Office, a woman commander in chief. And so I may have overcorrected a little bit because sometimes people say, oh, why can't you be like that? Or why weren't you like that? You know, and I did feel a heavy sense of responsibility. And it was such that, you know, maybe I wasn't as loose or open as I could have been. So I take responsibility for everything I didn't do as well, or my campaign didn't do as well.
Well, you can't take responsibility for Russia.